You're listening to SBS News.
This is an ABC News special report.
Good afternoon to all of you. I'm Diane Sawyer here at ABC News headquarters in New York, and we do have the breaking news of a shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. And you heard that right. It is unthinkable. An elementary school.
That was ABC News in the United States interrupting their afternoon programming on December the 14th, 2012, with the breaking news of the Sandy Hook school shooting. 20-year-old gunman Adam Lanza used a rifle made by gun manufacturer Remington and legally owned by his mother to kill 20 first graders and 6 educators after having killed his mother at their Newtown home. He then used a handgun to kill himself as police arrived. Now the families of 9 of the victims have agreed to a $73 million US settlement of a lawsuit against Remington. The case has been watched closely by gun control advocates, gun rights supporters, and manufacturers because of its potential to provide a roadmap for victims of other shootings to sue the makers of firearms. The families claimed Remington marketed the AR-15-style rifle used in the shooting and alleged the company targeted younger, at-risk males in its advertising. Remington denied the allegations. The family's lawyer, Joshua Koskoff, says this was never about the money.
This case was never about damages in the sense of compensation. It was about damages in the sense of forcing change. It was about damages in the sense of realizing the goals of these families to do whatever they can to help prevent the next Sandy Hook.
In one of Remington's advertisements, it featured the rifle against a plain backdrop and the phrase, "Consider your man card reissued." Remington had argued there was no evidence to establish that its marketing had anything to do with the shooting. Nicole Hockley's son Dylan died in the Sandy Hook shooting.
8 long years we've continued our fight to hold Remington accountable for its role in prioritizing profit above safety and using reckless marketing techniques to appeal to at-risk and violence-prone young men. Marketing that has targeted those that want to appear more intimidating, more powerful, and more masculine through the use of their AR-15. The thousands of internal documents obtained in discovery for this case paint a picture of a company that lost its way, choosing more aggressive marketing campaigns for profit with no thought to the impact on their intended target user, and we can't wait to share those documents.
Remington was one of America's oldest gun makers, founded in 1816. However, it filed for bankruptcy for a second time in 2020, and its assets were later sold off to several companies. The manufacturer was weighed down by lawsuits and retail sales restrictions following the school shooting. 4 insurers for the now bankrupt company agreed to pay the full amount of coverage available, totaling $73 million. Francine Wheeler lost her son Ben in the shooting.
Today is not about honoring Ben. Today is about how and why he died. Today is about what is right and what is wrong. Today is about the last 5 minutes of his life, which were tragic, traumatic, and the worst thing that can happen to a child, and how they unfolded as they did.
Lawyer Joshua Koskoff says the settlement should serve as a wake-up call to the gun industry and its financial backers.
I'm putting myself in the shoes of an insurance company right now, actually. Like, you know, it's over. It's over. You're not invincible. And the best way that this could be resolved is if instead of going filing lawsuits for grieving and shattered families, the industry could just act like regular, responsible people, right? So that's what I hope. I hope this settlement does that.
Alan Lee, SBS News.